Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Folks, welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. We're talking about the offense right now, but if you missed the defense episode, please give that a listen. Take a look out there for it. Add some nice stuff. Frazier talked about the inside linebacker platoon and how they can cover the middle of the field and how they might be deployed and used. I talked about the need for the interior defensive line to have a big game versus this Giants interior offensive line, which is very banged up, but they are one of the few units that's played together for most of the year. A lot of stuff on the passing game, taking away Malik Nabers, covering while sending five, and some interesting stuff there that I think is worth a listen if you care to go back and listen to that. Frazier, welcome back for another show, and always appreciate my co-host here.
Yep, glad to be back, ready for this offensive show. Kind of the side of the ball that we're all anticipating at this point. Let's see if these guys can get back on track after about 2 weeks off.
Yeah, they've had really few failures coming off a bye in the Harbaugh era, yep. And they've never really gotten beaten when they're an enormous favorite. And when I say enormous, I mean over 10.5 points, at 11 plus points. They're favored by 9. They lost twice this season, though. So it's a game Harbaugh has to make sure he gets this team up for. They have always in the past. They're 25-0 with him when they're an 11-plus point favorite. And the worst ever loss was that horrible game in Jacksonville. A lot of people remember it on Monday night where they lost 12-7 to them in 2011.
Yeah, that was a terrible game. Never forget that game.
Utter misery. Yeah, we went awful onside kick decision in that game. All right, I'll start off this one on the offense. I think one of the things the Ravens really need to do is play low variance offense. And I think the Ravens can win with having variance accrue to them on the defensive side of the ball. But on offense, they want low variance. They've got by far the better offense. They want to reduce turnovers, even at the expense of yards in some cases. They want to make sure they win snap count. You could do that by going on a few extra fourth downs. When I say that, if they go for fourth down twice in this game, that's more than normal, and hopefully they make them in short yardage or in plus territory, and they give themselves extra plays on the field. This Giants team is paper thin in terms of what they got left in terms of talent. If you look at their injury report, this is a team that's basically going out there and trying to win this game with about, probably 43 guys maybe that they can really be comfortable with the health of going into this game. It's got their list of DNPs and limiteds is as long as your arm. Even with full elevations, they're going to be paper thin. I want to see moderate aggression on fourth down offense, particularly in the plus zone like we've seen. We don't have to go all out. It doesn't have to be a 4th-and-10 go for it game. You can pin this Giants team back and I think do very well with that, as opposed to some of the real offensive juggernauts in the league where all you're doing is giving them a longer drive to pin them back to start at the 10-yard line. Pearson Jones, both be back. That'll give you a lot of opportunity to help win the snap count on both sides of the ball. I think they need to lean on the Lamar Henry mesh point, prioritize getting the game completed. They've got 3 games in 11 days here, folks. You want a low snap count. You want a win snap count. We want this looking like the 2019 Ravens,
yep,
not necessarily like the 2024 Ravens of one game so far.
Yep, and I can't agree with you more. I think this game is definitely the focal point, is getting out of here healthy and not exerting too much to get this Giants team out of here. I think, to your point about low variance, we could just run the play, and most more times than not, we're going to get 2+ unless we get a false start or some kind of penalty that's going to set us back. I think that's the only way. That's really the only way we've lost all year, is when we beat ourselves, and it's going to be the case against the Giants as well. If we lose this game, it's going to be our fault. The Giants aren't going to beat us. Moving into my next point, I think the crucial part is going to be, can the Ravens run game creativity against the Giants' 7-man front bode to be the difference in the game? Because I think the Ravens aren't going to maybe focus on the passing so much, because we've have been stint in the running game for the past couple of weeks very quietly. Derrick Henry hasn't been as effective in the first half as he has earlier in the year. The crack toss has gone away. Defenses have found that point of attack for that play. I'm curious to what Monken is able to do to counter that. An example might be starting out in a spread formation and then motioning the receiver towards the line of scrimmage and then cracking that D end and then making the play go that way, because they're becoming predictable with these runs. So maybe, I know you don't want to focus on the Lamar Henry mesh too much, keeping that lean, but having that threat is going to be crucial. And maybe we'll see a little more Keaton Mitchell this game, trying to keep our main backs a little more healthy, because we do have 2 games in 10 days coming up after this. So I do want to see some of the end of the bench get some play, like a Tylan Wallace, things like that. Maybe we might see Tez Walker a little bit. I'm interested to see what we do, if we're able to jump on this team early, and what key contributors might pop up later in the game.
Yeah, I like a lot of that. I want to see misdirection in terms of that creativity. I want to see it look more like the Greg Roman scheme. A lot of counters, and they've got multiple weapons for misdirection, and Keaton Mitchell could really be one of them. And he doesn't have to be the sole back, although he could do that some. He could be a pony backfield, even where he split. And you can run a true pony backfield where he's actually in the backfield as well. That creates a incremental misdirection. I was watching a 1970 game recently, and the misdirection in the backfield elements are much more complex and choreographed than they are today, in terms of a lot of teams running with two back sets.
Yep.
And whatnot. I'm thinking the Detroit Lions against the Dallas Cowboys in the playoff game. Not saying it was particularly effective, by the way, but they ran a lot of very complex deceptions out of a split backfield or even an I formation.
And I used to run a scheme like that in high school. Wing T is what they call it. It's a nice concept, to your point, if you're able to be a magician with the ball and you can't really – the quarterback's able to hide it very well. And to your point, back then, I think, obviously, the passing game isn't where it's at this point. So you need every little edge you can get. So, but the Ravens in this era, they're the masters at the ball handling. And Lamar Jackson is one of the best in the league at pulling the ball late and making his decision. So I do want to see more outside runs on the option, like when Justice Hill scored that touchdown against the Chargers. Running those kind of options with Keaton Mitchell, with his kind of speed towards it, even Justice, I mean, they both can do it. Getting to the outside with that kind of speed and then forcing the defense to go horizontal, and then Lamar can hit him right up the gut on those QB power pulls. So we could do almost whatever we want with the Giants. We just have to stay disciplined in what we do. And like you said, stay low variance.
What you're talking about also in terms of getting the ball to the outside quickly is something the Ravens clearly have done a lot this year, but it's kind of an extension of that run game, and it's a low risk, low variance extension of it that I obviously really like, particularly when you're clearly the better team as they are in this one. Just minimize freaking turnovers.
And penalties.
And penalties too. Yeah, you can't have drive stopped on for no good reason. But anyway, looking forward to this one. Weather could be a factor. I think Derrick Henry, it's important that he takes his toll on the Giants tacklers. Yep. Now, the Ravens generate missed tackles forced by multiple players. It's not just Henry. Jackson forces him with his elusiveness. Mitchell forced a ton of missed tackles last year. Hill is certainly slippery and can create missed tackles. But the bulk of the contact opportunities that really provide missed tackles do come from Henry. And they also can come in the secondary. And this Giants secondary is a very poor tackling secondary. And they're not even sure who's going to be out there. They're a mash unit back there in terms of how they're going to align. The Know Your Foe guy, Bobby Skinner, was on. He says, you know, I don't know who's going to be playing in the secondary. Wow. But this is probably a get.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right game for the Ravens. I don't think it necessarily will be if there's this really high wind. I'm told to expect something like 11 mile per hour wind. I haven't looked at it today yet. That's getting up there at a level where it's not a great level for Lamar Jackson to be throwing the ball. But it should really help the Ravens defenders in a big way against DeVito and company. I think the Ravens will probably have their help there. I do expect Ricard to play more than 50% of the snaps in this game.
Yep.
I want the wide receivers to have a good blocking game, which basically means I didn't want to see Deontay Johnson out there anyway. But Zay Flowers has been a very effective and
he throws his body in there.
Yeah, enthusiastic fighter, as a blocker, which I've liked.
Pit bull in there, yep.
Yeah, and you mentioned Tylan Wallace, seeing him get a few snaps. Tylan Wallace played 40 snaps this last game. He's an integral part of the offense. We should be happy with that. And run or pass, he can help the team a lot. But anyway, high MTF rates from the principal ball carriers, Jackson, Henry, Hill, and Mitchell, would be good.
Yep, and hopefully we get to see a signature Derrick Henry stiff arm this week.
That'd be nice.
They're saying he cut off his hair and now all of a sudden he lost his aura and things of the nature. I'm hoping he's able to shut that up a little bit and have a really big game coming up this week. That tackle rate, I mean, we saw it against the Commanders. We've seen it against teams that have low tackle rates. We're able to get what we want when we need it on those high leverage downs. Do you think we will... Likely has been very quiet these past mm-hmm. couple of weeks. Do you think it's an internal issue or is it just Mark is just outplaying him right now?
I haven't heard anything like that. It is a little bit difficult for them to get both on the field at the same time. The Ravens have always favored kind of a blocking tight end and a receiving tight end as being their base formation. And they really had a good set up, doesn't have to be pairings, but two in each pool to choose from with Kohler and Ricard versus Andrews and Likely. And now we're facing more times where either Andrews or Likely has to be forced into that inline role to get them both on the field. And it's not as easy to do. It's not as easy to produce from there. With three games in 11 days, I would expect Likely to have a breakout game somewhere in those three games. Something where he gets six targets, say, and hopefully gets five catches, but shows up in the yardage category in a significant way.
Fair. Well, on the topic of pass catchers, moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens wide receivers versus the Giants DBs. Till you mention, your foe guy said obviously he doesn't know who's playing in the secondary, so that bodes well for the Ravens wide receivers. I expect a lot of separation this game. Obviously, the Deontay Johnson situation has been the topic of discussion in the receiver room, not internally, but externally, and it's been obviously brought to their attention multiple times. I expect them to go out there and play for each other, show the NFL that, hey, we might have a cancer in here, but we're able to still do our job and not let it affect us. And ironically enough, I feel like the Ravens' offensive struggles have really started when we traded for Deontay Johnson. And I don't know if that's an irony or what is, but I'm curious to see how the offense does with 1 week without Deontay Johnson. And if we're humming and he comes back next week and we're having problems, I don't know what that means, because Carolina obviously let him go and they've been very competitive ever since. So I'm not,
and Pittsburgh traded him, and they've been very good this year.
Hey, look, so I'm not sure what's going on. If Deontay Johnson is at true cancer, I mean, obviously he's had the reputation, but to bring a team down who's like only has two losses, and then now we have five losses after you joined the team. There has to be something that has some truth to what people are saying about Deontay Johnson.
I don't need any more data points to tell me that Deontay Johnson is a problem when he's on the field, because he hasn't played well when he's been on the field, and he's having trouble getting on the field beyond that.
Yep.
So that's kind of enough information for me. If the Ravens play well without Deontay Johnson and Wallace and Aguilar step up and you know, continue to play well, you know, Aguilar had a couple drops, not real drops, but one of them maybe was a drop. But anyway, if Wallace and Aguilar were to put together, you know, 75 combined yards in this game and, you know, six catches between them or something, doesn't even have to be that good. I think that would be enough for me to say, we really don't need Deontay Johnson back the rest of this year. I think he was a real lottery ticket choice anyway. And the problems that came along with him being in a contract year were ones the Ravens probably should have anticipated. And you know, looking at the history of DaCosta in season acquisitions, which is sterling, you know, putting that 2019 defense back on the, you know, getting them back on track to not derail Lamar's at first MVP season was miraculous. And what they did last year with Clowney and Van Noy and timing up those, you know, the defensive signings that they did was wonderful. But this will not forever be a black mark. It won't be a black mark. It'll be a forgotten black mark. Let's put it that way. Three of us win the Super Bowl. You know, we're not going to remember this is a problem. And I'd say if Deontay Johnson doesn't play in the postseason and the Ravens do well, you know, go to the AFC Championship game again, which would mean they'd have to win two ball games in the playoffs. That would certainly be enough to say that they did the right thing to get rid of him.
Yep.
But anyway, everybody's saying the right thing on the Ravens, and I haven't heard anything from Johnson, which is also the right thing for Johnson just to shut the hell up during this week. This is not about him.
Right.
And then see if there's a path back for him to play next week.
This is brand new news. Obviously, we're recording this on Friday. Odell Beckham has been released by the Dolphins. Would you be interested in bringing him in for a vet minimum?
On the practice squad, I think the answer is still no.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of things I don't want to see with Odell Beckham back here, but one of them would be that I really would not want
Bateman's snaps.
I don't want to see snaps lost by either of the big two. If you're talking about getting OBJ on the field for 12 snaps a game, you know, basically twice as much as Deontay Johnson has had since he got here, then maybe, but at the vet minimum, let's see.
And it's not like he's coming in like Deontay with no recollection of the offense. He's coming in with some knowledge, you know.
3.1 yards per target this year for Odell in Miami. And
that's real bad. no bad money.
I mean, he's 32 years old. I can't come up with any logical reason to bring him back. I can't come up with one logical reason. I'll try to bend over backwards for a guy who was pretty decent for the Ravens last year on a per target basis.
Yep.
But this just doesn't make any sense to me.
Fair. Very fair.
All right. Always great doing the show with you. Tell us, we did finish yours, right? We finished.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Frazier, tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me on Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Outstanding. Thanks to all the listeners. Again, if you have an idea for a film study short, there will be some opportunities coming up after that Christmas game in particular with a extended week until their last game. And please send me 3 bullet points on what you'd like to talk about. Should be a nice slivery topic that we can get done in about 20 to 30 minutes. And really appreciate all your contributions to that. Also, use hashtag film study mailbag. We want to hear from you on all the shows, defensive, offensive, know your foe, on Friday Morning GM, all those shows. Love to do questions when I can. Thanks again for listening. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.